Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The DH, Rich Childs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. One out. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Soderholm moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Carew steals second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Essien moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Essien moves to third. Garr moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essien scores. Garr moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Richie Zisk. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr tags and scores. Horta tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing center field. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garr hits a line drive into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shiles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horta strikes out. 1 out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Coluccio moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. Coluccio moves to third. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ford moves to third. Randall moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bannister. Ford scores. Randall moves to third. Norwood moves to second. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Randall scores. Norwood moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Norwood now playing left field. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spencer. The throw from Weiniger to Randall and they have Spencer trapped. The throw over to Carew, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garr bunts towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bannister moves to third. Essien moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Essien scores. Garr moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. Coluccio moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ron Schuler now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coluccio moves to third. Orta moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coluccio scores. Orta scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Kucyk pinch hits for Rich Childs. Craig Kucyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kucyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Terrell pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Essien moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Essien moves to third. Garr moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Kessinger now playing third base. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norwood moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive towards third. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gamble hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Schuler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Royal Stillman now playing left field. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Stillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive towards third. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.